Miami.
What are you going to do for us, Wayne?
Well, they wanted us to do a little bit of Western swing for you, so we're going to try to do you one of old Bob Wills tunes called Maiden's Prayer. Key of A. 2, 3. We'll stay out in Texas, and every good Texas fiddle player has to play a waltz once in a while, so we'll do you a waltz. This is actually an old German waltz, but the boys out in Texas got a hold of it, and they kind of did it up a little bit, and you might hear Johnny Gimble playing this on one of his albums. It's called Lazenda Waltz. Key of A and D.
All right. Mighty fine, guys. Thanks a lot. Okay. I'm sure you could hear the blues influence there, some of those real sweet blue notes, a little bit of swing to it, and, of course, that wonderful sweet tone. Another thing that Wayne does, those of you that heard Kathy play at first, she had some vibrato in that first number. Wayne is using vibrato too, but a much slower vibrato. I don't think classical musicians use that slow a vibrato very often. So it's not exactly a classical influence in that Texas fiddling. So next we have from Branford, Florida, Mr. Lloyd Baldwin. Here he comes. Let's hear it for Lloyd Baldwin. Lloyd, I don't know exactly what he's going to be playing here, but one of the things Lloyd is known for is playing Florida fiddle tunes, a lot that he learned from our Folklife archives of recordings of Cush Holston. Lloyd can tell you more about that. Lloyd's an old Florida boy. Weren't you raised around Melrose, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Branford.
And Branford. And Lloyd got the crew together that put this dance floor together last week, a week from today. So what you going to do there, Lloyd? Tune up?
Play the fiddle.
Okay.
Bob said he didn't know what I was going to play. I think I'll just play the fiddle. I'm already in this G tuning, so I'll play some of those old Cush Holston tunes for you. Cush Holston was a fiddle player from over in Levy County. He was born and raised around Otter Creek. And I never met him. I was still real young when he died. But the archives here just over in the building behind where the dioramas are, they have a bunch of tapes that were made at previous folk festivals. He recorded a few tunes at the 1960 and 62 Florida Folk Festivals and shortly thereafter disappeared in the Gulf Hammock. He was well into his 80s at the time. And these are, I learned about half a dozen tunes off those tapes, and I'll play a couple of them for you. This first one's called The Old Coon Dog. For those fiddlers of you out there, the fiddle's tuned to open G. It's cross-tuned, but it's down one note from where you usually cross-tune to. Somebody stole my old coon dog. I wish they'd bring him back. Heave them big dogs over the fence and a little and through the crack. Sister, she give me good advice. Said, quit your rambling, gambling ways and get you a loving wife. You understand my own true love. She's all dressed in red. She is the darling of my heart. I wish my wife was dead. I rode up on the steamboat and I come back on the train, but I never knew what trouble was till I rode old Liza Jane. ¶¶ Well, once I thought I had a fortune, I thought it couldn't be sunk, but I lost it all in a poker game one night when I got drunk. I got drunk on Friday night, my head was all in pain, my heart was filled with sorrow, so I got drunk again. Thank you very much. I'd like to point out a couple of good friends in the audience here. Got Joyce and Gene McCall over here on the side. They're planning a trip. They have recently rebuilt an old wagon, and they're going to this fall recreate a trip from Suwannee County down to Steinhatchee in their wagon to get some barrels of smoked mullet like they used to do many years ago. Joyce and Gene's son, Alan, helped build the stage here last week. So, speaking of mules and horses and such, this is a tune called The Walking Blues. It's you might have heard a variant of it done by various guitar players called The Talking Blues or Walking Blues or whatever. But this is the fiddle version that come from Cush Holston. I greased my heel with a hog-eye lard this morning. I greased my heel with a hog-eye lard this morning. I slipped and slid on a hog-eye lard. I got me chicken out of neighbor's yard this morning, this evening so soon. Well, I had an old mule and he wouldn't gee this morning. Had no mule and he wouldn't gee this morning. Had no mule and he wouldn't gee. Had hit him on the head with a single tree this morning, this evening so soon. Well, I had no oxen, he wouldn't haul this morning. I had no oxen, he wouldn't haul this morning. I had no oxen, he wouldn't haul. Had cut him on the head with a crosscut saw this morning, this evening so soon. Well, I had a little gal on the TJ line this morning. Had a little gal on the TJ line this morning. I had a little gal on the TJ line. Didn't have no money, but we had a good time this morning, this evening so soon. Well, I took her down to the peanut stand this morning. I took her down to the peanut stand this morning. I took her down to the peanut stand. She got stuck on the peanut man this morning, this evening so soon. Well, I had a little gal wouldn't cut no fool this morning. Had a little gal wouldn't cut no fool this morning. I had a little gal wouldn't cut no fool. Had to hit her on the head like I done that mule this morning, this evening so soon.
Good job. Okay, folks. A lot of people have been wondering. The fiddle contest starts at 1 o'clock. Fiddlers can sign up right at the back of this tent right now. And the winners of the fiddle contest, the contest runs from 1 to 4. The winners will play on the main stage tonight at 7 p.m. We have, is it four categories? We have the junior for people that haven't had their 13th birthday yet. Then we have the rustic division, which is an old-timey style like Lloyd was playing. Then a contemporary division, which would be more like you heard Wayne Martin play. And then a twin fiddle category where two fiddlers play together. So don't miss it. It's right here from 1 to 4. Any other announcements? I think that about covers it. Thanks a lot, and hang around for the contest. Fiddler in their own right and all different, three different styles of fiddling. If anybody knows the whereabouts of Mr. Chuck Anton, we'd love for him to come around. He's one of our judges. We haven't seen him yet. I'm sure I'll be showing momentarily. The categories in the fiddle contest are the junior, which I believe is for people that haven't had their 13th birthday yet. Then the rustic, which is the old-timey driving style fiddle. The contemporary, which is a smoother.
Well, it's good to see everybody. How are y'all doing?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I got a friend of mine who's going to come up and do some tunes with me. And I'm going to start out with a style of tuning that's called Kentucky Wildcat tuning on the fiddle. It's also known as cross tuning. And some of us jokingly call it Crazy Cajun because it's A-E-A-E. That was a joke especially for Bob.
Who's this handsome fella playing with you here?
This here is Bill Payne, one of my buddy Wakahooters.
And a former president of the Fiddlers Association, Bill Payne from Gainesville. Okay, Tammy, you got it. How about, say, two tunes?
Okay. Well, the first tune I'd do for you is, again, this Crazy Cajun tuning. It's a tune called The Sandy Boys.
Thank you. Guard it carefully.
That was a tune called Sandy Boys, and that was using a tune to fiddle in tuning called Kentucky Wildcat or cross tuning. I'm going to do a tune for you now since I get my fiddle in a what's called standard tuning, which would be E-A-D-G. And this is a tune that I heard is called the Stump-Tailed Dolly, named after a hunting dog had its tail bobbed off. In the key of G, the people's key. Thank you, Bill Payne.
From Gainesville, Florida. Tammy's also a teacher of music. She gives lessons through the Guitar Academy there in Gainesville. So if you're looking for fiddle lessons, I think Tammy's a real good teacher. She's taught a lot of people, young and old. Okay, we are ready for the junior contestants. And let me give you the order so y'all can know when you're going to go. No need to come up to the stage yet. I'm just going to announce the order. First, we'll have Martin Johnson. Joseph DeVentua is second. Michael Wolf is third. Caleb Goodwin, fourth. Breanne Hooks, fifth. Brandon Amrose, sixth. Daniel Simmons, seventh. And eighth, Lee Bidgood. And ninth is Timmy Gardner. Got that? I'll go over that many more times. I'll let you know at least, you know, a couple people ahead of you when you're due up here. And judges, how many tunes are we going to have? Hey, Tom, how many tunes are the juniors playing? Two tunes? Okay, so we have nine contestants in your junior category right now. First is Martin Johnson. Martin Johnson is from Gainesville. and his dad, John Johnson. Incidentally, I believe there's going to be a piece on the news on WUFT in Gainesville Monday night at between 5:30 and 6. Y'all set?
Sure.
And you can announce your own tunes, okay?
I'm gonna play Westphalia Waltz.
Thank you. The next piece is going to be Ragtime Annie. Thank you.
Okay, Martin, thanks a lot. And here's your contestant's ribbon. Thank you very much. Martin Johnson from Gainesville, Florida. Next, Joseph DiVenuta. Sorry I mispronounced your name the first time, Joe. Where are you from, Joseph?
Ocala.
Ocala. Who's that handsome fella playing the guitar? Nat Kruger? Nick Kruger. Where are you from, Nick? Ocala. All right.
My first tune will be The Girl I Left Behind. Second tune will be Over the Waves Waltz. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. I want to make, before we get our next contestant up here, which will be Michael Wolf, I want to make my little announcement for time constraints to keep the contest moving smoothly. Guys, try and gauge your two tunes for a total of 3 minutes, if you can. That means don't play them too long. We have to keep it moving, or we're going to run late. And if we run late, we're going to mess up the next event that starts after 4 o'clock. Okay, Michael Wolf. Where are you from, Mike?
Newport Richey.
All right.
Mm-hmm. No.
And who are these guys playing with you, Mike?
Pete and Doug.
Speak into the microphone, okay?
Pete and Doug.
Okay, Pete and Doug. What's your first tune, Mike?
Soldier's Joy.
Soldier's Joy, all right.
West Value Waltz.
Tell you, these kids don't play like kids. All right, next we have Caleb Goodwin. Caleb, you're from Alachua, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah.
And none other than Dr. Guy Burke on the guitar.
That's me.
Goodwin, I've been taking fiddle for 2 months. The first song I'm going to do is John Silver Is Gone.
John Silver Is Gone.
second song I'm going to do is Rock the Cradle Joe.
Wish I was playing that well after 2 months. Maybe 2 years. Breanne Hooks. Breanne Hooks, are you ready? Okay, Breanne, where are you from?
Newberry, Florida.
From where?
Newberry.
Newberry. All right, Alachua County. Okay, what's your first tune?
Rock the Cradle Joe.
Rock the Cradle Joe. Okay. Thank you.
Now I'll play Little Rabbit, Where's Your Mammy?
Thanks a lot, Brianne. Okay, while our next contestant, Brandon Ambrose, is walking up, I want to announce, made a mistake, the next category will be contemporary. Is that right, judges? The contemporaries will be up next as soon as the juniors finish? That's what somebody told me. I hope it was true. Okay. So while Brandon's getting ready, I want to announce that next will be Daniel Simmons. After him, Lee Bidgood, and then Timmy Gardner. And that'll round out the juniors, unless there's been any late entries. If there's any fiddlers out there that haven't entered, don't be bashful. You can enter at any time. Even after your category's already played, we'll add you in because we don't add up all the scores and determine the placings until everybody's played. Can you introduce your tune?
My first one is this fiddle tune. My second one is Old Joe Clark.
Ribbons leaking out of my pockets here. Who's next? What a memory. Daniel Simmons. Daniel, I believe, if my memory's working, you're from Perry. Is that right? Yeah, and accompanied by his father, another Daniel Simmons. Goes by the name of Dan, though. We got Dan and Daniel from Perry.
I'm going to do a melody beginning with Alabama Jubilee.
Mighty fine. Hey, Daniel, I have a ribbon for you. If I can get it out of my pocket. Thanks a lot. Mighty fine playing. Jeez. These kids are putting us to shame. Ought to make us all proud, really. Okay, Lee Bidgood. Where are you from, Lee?
Melrose.
Melrose, Florida. Who in the world's that playing a guitar with you?
This is David Fontana, and I've been taking from him for about 5 or 6 months.
Okay, great. What you going to play first?
Well, first I'm going to play a song that we really don't know the name of, but it sounds really good.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Next, this is a song called Little Rabbit.